640 on WTOP. Not too bad outside today, but it has been quite chilly recently and will be this weekend into next week. So what goes well with cold weather? A nice glass of Shiraz.
Shiraz joining us to talk about some of his faves, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Hillary. Hey, Sean. How you guys doing out there?
Well, good. We're good. Excited to talk about Shiraz or Syrah.
Yeah, cold weather coming up, right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Either way, it's really popular. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's in the rest of the world, it's called Syrah, but, you know, the Australians call it Shiraz. It's a wonderful grape. It's grown now throughout the world, France, Italy, Spain, Chile, the United States, of course, and, of course, Australia, where they call it Shiraz.
Okay, well, let's go all around the world here and try to get some of your favorites here. Let's start in the U.S. What's your number one choice?
You know, there's actually two in the United States that I like really. The Washington State's making some very interesting Syrah-based wines and some interesting names to go along with it. The 2012 K Boom Boom Syrah from Charles Smith Wines. Now, this has a little spicy cherry and violet on the nose, but what I like is the dark cherry on the front of the palate. And I just like the way it kind of integrates with the vanilla and spices on the smooth, well-rounded finish. And it's a nice value. It's a big Syrah for $20. But then in California, in the Central Coast, which you know I'm a big fan of, we've got the 2010 Stoppelman Syrah from the San Ynez Valley. And this features a nose of huge black fruit, saddle leather, and roasted meat, which I think is really intriguing. But the palate is filled with flavors of black cherry, dark plum, a little roasted game in there, and smoke. And what I really like is the mocha on the soft, medium-bodied finish. $27. I like this wine for that price.
Oh, nice. Well, let's jump out of the States and take a look at what you've got globally.
Well, you know, they finally named a wine after my wife in Australia, the 2010 Tate, the Ball Buster.
Does she know this, Scott?
Wow. Hey, we'll leave that for another segment. This is, I think, a great value in Shiraz. It's flavor of blueberry, black cherry, chocolate, and it's really well balanced. In the medium finish, I just like this rich mocha, and of course, pepper notes. I really like the pepper notes in Shiraz, and you can get all that for $25 in the Ball Buster.
Okay, and we can't let you go without talking about France, since that is your favorite country. So
I love you, Sean.
and they make some good stuff there, too, right?
They do. And as you know, I usually go to the pricier side when we talk about France. But today I got a really good value in the 2007 Chave Céline Croz Hermitage. And this is from the wonderful producer, Domaine Jean-Louis Chave. And this is in the Rhône Valley of France. I like this wine. Sense of cassis, roasted meat, and black olives on the nose. I really love that. And then you get a wonderful mouthfeel, which has rich flavors of blackberry, cassis, black cherry, a little spice on the intricate palate, long, luscious finish. Now, again, those black pepper notes come in the end, which I love and I look for in this wine. And you would think that this wine is, what, $60, $70, $80?
Mm-hmm.
$25.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great wine.
I'll go looking for it tonight, Scott. Thanks.
All right. Take
Happy
care.
Weekend. That's
you
Scott
too.
Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.